Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. Live from Racine, Wisconsin, it's a podcast that gets it all wrong. God, this angle's very uncomfortable. It's Guys, Gays, and Beer! Woo!
That's what she said!
Rob's like trying to be nice.
Hooray, the Headless.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up?
I'm Chris Cross.
Yo. I don't stop.
Cursory flap.
I'm sorry, did you say clap or fap?
Or flap.
I thought you already said flap.
I heard flap.
And I think I delivered.
All right. Somewhere in the middle.
Larry's so we have a beer court.
We do.
Hey, beer court.
You're an exciting addition to beer court.
The hammer go.
This is going to be an exciting.
I don't know.
This is going to be an exciting addition to beer court.
I hate it so you can't beat me with it.
The hammer is my penis.
Alright.
No, Daddy, no!
My is my penis.
Can you, haven't you six-penny nailed through a 2x4 with your penis?
Da-da, da.
Girls gotta have standards.
Da-da, dun, dun. Da-da, dun, 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 dun. Beer court.
I never do the singing for that.
This week on Beer Court, hop goes the grapefruit. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, this is by our buddies at Mob Craft.
Hey, where's your gavel? Your gavel thing, the thing you actually...
Ben has it. He's sculpting the bottom of that as well as the bottom of one of our mics.
Mm.
He's filling it up.
He's just grabbing back bottoms? So he's the Trump of our show? So we're going to do something by our buddies at Mobcraft. This is a Wisconsin-only beer. Mobcraft has now just set up a physical
brick and mortar
in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah. So Mobcraft is a very interesting brewery. So again, how they started out is they legitimately had some brewing equipment, and they would have people, whether you be an experienced brewer or just a fan of brewing, you'd submit a recipe, and then people could vote on it. And if it got enough votes, then they would brew it. Or they would give you the materials, or you can bring in your own recipe and brew it using their stuff. So people came up with some very interesting stuff, but they've done so well over the past few years. They've been brewing their own stuff as well, on top of still doing that whole kind of like beermocracy kind of thing.
Which I thought was a clever idea, actually. So they kickstarted a while ago.
I just like
ago.
The word beermocracy.
Two years ago?
That's great.
They actually did a Kickstarter for getting this whole thing up and off the ground. So, Matt, you bought this. What is the idea here between Hop Goes the Grapefruit?
So, it's basically a wheat beer that's got some grapefruit in it. There's a full description on the website. There is not one on the can. So, we can pull that up real quick.
I surprisingly do not like grapefruit, but I love grapefruit in beer. I love Radlers, like traditional German Radlers, man. Fucking delicious.
Well, this is interesting though, because they've got salt in this one.
I'm sure this is going to be a lot hoppier.
Because it's a Goes style beer. I think I bought another Goes this weekend and drank all of those. and that one was also made with salt. That one was a combination between, it was like Two Men and Evil Twin Brewing Company.
Yeah.
That one was quite good as well. That one was, I don't remember the name of that beer right
now. It's also wheat, which would normally be a little sweeter.
I have it.
So is that like putting, you know?
Well, let's find out. What are they
saying? Sugar on your grapefruit.
Well, yeah, I'd say maybe. Salt on your grapefruit, but yeah.
Aromas of fresh citrus hop and grapefruit with a light wheat body, moderate bitterness, and subtle saltiness. Finishes crisp with tartness derived from lactic acid, grapefruit zest, and a healthy dosing of Cascade, Centennial, and Sriracha Ace Dry Hop.
Which to me, citrusy hops.
I do not like the word salty in general.
Let's find out.
Or especially subtly salty.
Especially when it's in your face.
They surprise the secret ingredient.
That's a good smell.
Yeah, not bad.
It smells like cigarettes. Oh, that's my hand.
It's very grapefruity, that's for sure.
You know,
I'm getting a lot of salt.
I'm getting a lot of salt.
A lot of salt.
It's really coming in strong with the salt at the end.
Yeah.
It's supposed to finish more sour.
There's some salt, but I also think that a lot of it's happiness.
Oh, yeah, I taste salt.
Yeah.
No, I taste salt.
Because I put in three different kinds of
hops. I'm getting the salt all day.
Yeah, me too. I mean, from start to finish, it almost tastes a little like it's brewed with salt water.
Mine isn't too bad. Maybe
same here.
Yeah, maybe it's an old person thing.
Right, what, now are you getting salt?
No.
Ryan, are you getting salt?
No, not too.
That one tastes, a little saltier.
Got a little bit.
Let me try yours.
Mine tastes a little saltier than yours.
Yeah.
So there's an inconsistency.
This
one is good. So this one is good.
Mine tastes saltier than his.
It's not as sour as I would have liked, but it's still really good.
It's not awful, but I can definitely taste it.
Order in the court.
I
want to
try the good one.
Salty surprises.
Mine tastes saltier. Here, try that one, Rob. See what you think. I think that one's a salty one.
I want to try Travis's too.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah, yours is better.
Oh my god.
Yeah, mine's like drinking salt water.
Try mine.
Okay, try that one. Mine's like drinking
salt water. Enjoy this beer swishing.
That is like a different taste.
Yeah.
Yours and mine are really close.
Yeah. Mine is completely different than this. Try mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure ours.
I would drink this.
We got more citrus than mine.
Yeah, his is more citrusy too. Mine is like salt water.
Yeah, yours is really good too.
I wonder if you guys should try different.
Go for a mixer.
I think that's not right.
And this could be just a consistency issue because we are actually working off of we're working off of two different four packs.
Three different four packs.
So yeah, we could. Yours.
Wow.
We got the salty one. Mine and yours did come off of the same one.
Well, mine did too, and I didn't think mine was that bad. I don't know. Take a sip.
It could have just been like.
And yours isn't. Me and Larry got the salty ones.
Haha, suckers! You got savage.
Jokes on you, bitches.
These are really, because the other ones are fine.
Those ones suck.
It's just these two.
They might have some consistency.
Are they saying us old guys are some salty bitches?
Yes.
Otherwise, I'd say, hey, I'm down with this.
Yeah.
You know,
I gotta go low.
I'm pretty decent.
I'm going to give him kind of this. It's an okay beer, but because of the consistency issue.
So the ones that got the salty version.
I can forgive them a little bit. I can forgive them a little bit because they're a newer brewery.
Small batch brewery, too.
Small batch brewery, you know.
But that's the thing, too, is like somebody might try it for the first time and think that's what it is.
That's the problem.
That could be a huge issue.
So they need to work on their consistency.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's amazing the difference between our beers here. His is actually even more citrusy than yours, Travis. Yours was probably the most citrusy of the ones I had. Yours tastes really good.
Yeah.
He's drinking lemonade.
Yeah, no.
Can I try some of this?
Pass it around.
This one was the most citricy of them.
Rent. I'm going to drop that.
It's almost a little too sour, almost. Yeah.
But if you like it sour, try that one. Because that one's much more citrusy sour.
So use different hands for different things. I'm weird.
Yeah.
That's more what I expected.
And you know, I wonder if that's kind of the point where I wonder if they actually send out the batches.
I'm not even drinking the same beer.
We're not kind of mixed.
Then get rid of it.
Shall we try another one and see if it's a...
The problem is that they're not consistent.
Yeah, which could be a real issue.
It could be. If I had bought this...
I wouldn't buy it again.
But if I got that, I would have bought that again.
So right now, I gotta go low.
That's fair.
I think I'm gonna try something different here.
And I love beer.
I'm gonna give the beer a thumbs up, but I'm gonna give Mogcraft a halfway because they've got to get that consistency under control. When they actually get what they're aiming for, this is a good beer.
Yeah.
But they gotta make sure. I mean, you know, we opened 8 beers.
Yeah.
And 2 of them were not what we were looking for. I'm not even sure
any of us got the same beer.
No, Travis and mine were pretty close.
Yours too are close, but his again is different than yours.
Only got 3.
I really enjoyed that.
I liked his. Actually.
Yeah,
so you got the best one.
Got the best beer.
Usually very strong hoppy beers or anything like that. I'm like meh, but meh.
No, because
this is actually a really good.
This
mix
is really
of
well. That's what I'm saying. This one's really well balanced for me at least.
Right. No, I agree. Yours I think is the best balanced of them all. That's a great picture of the ceiling, Rob.
Thanks.
The
wall.
You can see, like,
we got a little PC problem of our own.
I got beers.
Yeah.
She's got beers.
All right, well, we should deliver a verdict. This is a comedy.
Nobody on the recording's going to get that because they used the other camera for that. They're like, what are you talking about
here? We need a retrial. It's a hung jury here.
I don't think it's a hung jury. I think...
I'm voting it thumbs up.
Again, I think the problem being is because it's a consistency issue, like you said, Travis. If somebody bought this, they would not buy it again.
Yeah, if they got the bad one in the batch.
Yeah.
If there's only just one bad one in the batch,
right,
they would be like, why would I get this again?
Yeah, exactly.
So they got to work on their consistency.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I really enjoy the beer when you get the product that they meant to
give
you.
This is a great breakfast beer. I got to tell you.
Yeah!
Right?
I would brush the shit out of this beer.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I would.
My mind is exploding right now.
I'm not really a grapefruit guy either. I'm like Travis.
It's a percentage.
I don't like grapefruit.
Yeah.
Because you're not 1,000.
Right.
And
I can get that salt out of my mouth.
As we've talked about before, you can't drink all day unless you
salty surprise.
That was a salty surprise.
Sorry.
I
thought you're used to that by now, Tom.
All right. So, Rob, what are we actually talking about tonight? Oh, wait. Beer court.
Salty surprises.
Everybody does that. We already did that.
No, we just put our thumbs.
I'm going to try
it. It's a mixed... It's a mixed crowd here. I'm going to... on the charge of being a salty sea dog, I find you guilty.
Yeah.
On the charge of being a really tasty breakfast drink, I also find you guilty, which is good. I am going to defer your sentence till I drink some more and let you know what I'm going to do with you.
Here, well, here,
which I'll probably forget. No, I don't want the salty ass.
Yeah, we'll pour that one.
Yeah, we'll just
pour it out for our homies.
We're going to pour that one for the homies, yeah.
I wonder how much like alcohol we poured into the like Racine water supply.
People
should be getting just drunk
Maybe
off of the
back.
Tap water pretty soon.
Well, I mean, it is Racine. Do you think anyone would really notice?
Well, they're all drunk anyway.
Exactly.
Well, us, I
mean, that's why we won that water award.
Because alcohol cleans it.
I like to share.
It's a disinfectant.
I like to share a quick pro tip. If you're flying in and out of Wisconsin, fill your checked bag with alcohol. But wrap it just in case it explodes, because occasionally it will, based on pressures. And
yeah,
and you had that happen once when you went to
20,000 feet.
But generally speaking, most will come intact. So for these beers that, much like this one and New Glarus, that are only sold in Wisconsin, you can Smokey and the Bandit that thing in your check bag. So
that's why I'm happy. The one and only time I probably got to fly on the company jet, all I did was load up on beers from North Carolina and brought them home with me. Why? Because I'm smart, damn it.
So, use that check bag wisely.
You have
50 pounds.
I agree with that.
When we came back from Colorado, the same thing. Beers that you couldn't get here.
Load them up.
Bought a few 12 packs and... But not to overweigh any one bag.
I will say that I think the reason that the beers we had that exploded, I think they were put in the bag, loaded up, cold. The beers that were room temperature loaded up had no issues. So
the science of packing beer in your luggage, guys. Besides how to get beer down to Florida, Rob, what do you have going on tonight for a topic?
Let me tell you. I got stuff going on. What the fuck?
Fangs.
Wait a minute.
My show notes are dead.
You know what I think we should do? We should switch topics.
Leary is like, you guys want to switch topics? Let me interrupt and say the thing that you're just
one time. We do a fucking timely topic.
You give him a fucking salty beer one time.
And he becomes salty, right?
Right.
He is salty.
Briny.
You are what you eat.
He has been drinking since noon, so I guess we'll give him that.
Who hasn't?
That's right.
Living the dream.
We all have jobs where we can drink, guys. It's okay. I'm good with that.
What?
We have jobs where we can drink.
He's just like, what? Damn it!
I drive heavy equipment.
All right. So, what is actually the topic tonight, Rob?
We're going to be talking about the Nintendo Switch first.
Oh.
It's freaking EO!
Skynet! Oh, God!
You guys got to stop off the special treats before the show. Maybe the acid's kicking in or something.
Like, you're on order!
You're on order!
Larry's on order! This old damn quartz on order!
I like the concept of, do you say social treats?
Woo!
That is awesome.
We're going to be talking about Nintendo Switch.
Oh, the Nintendo Switch.
Which is about to, I got a way more positive view on it than you do. We'll be talking about it, and it's largely because I've dealt with the concept before. Obviously, that's what the NX has been named. I'm pretty sure most people are watching this have probably seen the video. This is Nintendo.
And it's been on everybody's freaking social media.
Frick, yes.
It's their vengeance from the grave. This has happened before, where they were kind of on a losing streak, and they got something, and people were kind of mixed on it. Now, I've already experienced an NX-like thing, so I'll go into that in a minute. But let's talk a little bit. It's to launch in March 2017 is a present for me, so.
Happy birthday.
Oh, birthday present for the wife. All right.
I got
March covered. Same year.
My birthday present. I'm in voice tonight. A leak on Reddit before it was announced said that it's probably going to be around $299 for the base system and probably about $400 for one with the unspecified
dock.
Well, I think they said at first, I did hear this, and this is, I think, from Nintendo, that there's no choice yet to get it without the dock. Okay. That's not going to be a launch choice, but the package will come with a game.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, isn't it?
If you're going to launch it with the dock. That's the whole idea.
Well, I mean, the whole point is
they have to launch it with a dock.
But no, you don't have to.
No, I think you have to.
I think you have to.
Right. But I agree.
Nintendo DS too.
Right. Thank you. And
a really big ass DS.
Exactly.
But that's hard drive, right, is going to be.
No, it's no hard drive.
Solid state, baby.
Yep.
They aren't going to use optical media.
Cartridges. Nope.
Well, then, so many of the games are going to be downloadable.
Correct.
You're going to have a hell of a big solid state.
They got a fairly beefy solid state.
I wonder if they'll
play that may be the difference in the price.
It'll probably be eMMC.
Yeah.
Not solid state. Still solid state storage, but eMMC as opposed to another interface.
Right. Yeah. So.
But again, that's purely speculation.
But space size.
That would make sense. Right, price ratio. And given the other hardware that's in it, you know, you're going with an NVIDIA SoC system on a chip, you're probably going to see eMMC storage in there, and I find it very likely given the form factor.
It's much easier
to integrate.
NVIDIA's experts at doing this. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
And that is something that's been pointed out, that this is really might have been why NVIDIA has not released updates to the Shield line, other than their console.
Their replacement for it, effectively.
I think that they might have a non-competition agreement of some kind with them, because
hooking on that Nintendo train, like, get on that booty.
Right. Well, this is what they've always meant to do.
No, but
they want to do.
It does make sense.
This was a test platform. The Shield always was, when it was announced, the handheld, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it
was meant to be a test platform for their mobile chipset.
A proof of concept.
I believe they listed it as, listen,
Flying Joe Force. Yeah, that's why it looks like a Shield tablet with controllers that slide on the sides.
Yeah. Yes,
it
does.
It
really does.
Yep. So is this the opposite of what Nintendo normally does, where they piss off somebody and the other guys go and create the PlayStation and the this and that?
Yeah, this is something
worked with somebody and had a good
reason.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, and I'm like Phillips, it won't bite him in the ass. So.
Are we to where we have issues with it?
We'll get to the issues. Right. There are plenty of issues.
It's going to be using a custom Tegra class chip. It's hard to say. Some have thought it was going to be a modified X1. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be next gen, probably similar to their Parker chipset they're going to be using for automatically driving cars. The Parker was just announced like a day ago. That thing does 4K all the way around. I mean, it's a fully 4K chip.
Yeah.
So I would guess that the performance would be similar, if not greater, than the Parker chipset. I think they're holding something back. And the Parker is a pretty goddamn strong... I don't know if you've seen an NVIDIA Shield, like X1.
No.
The X1-based console, but I've got one upstairs, and that fucking thing's amazing. I mean...
I've seen yours. You've got the, you don't
not the handheld. Yeah, that's the K1.
Right, but you know the Parker.
I've also got the X1. No, nothing's made with the Parker.
Right, because that just came out.
That just came out. But I've got the X1, and that thing is an amazing chip. I mean, it's very powerful as far as that kind of thing goes. Early comments on it, early leaks said that it was going to be slightly faster than, say, like a PS4 or an Xbox One. I don't know if that's 100% true, though. That's a rumored thing. And, boy, an SoC going faster than an Xbox One? Thoughts? I think it could happen.
Yeah, I think if anybody can do it, NVIDIA. Right, yeah, that's it.
NVIDIA's just doing wizardry lately.
Exactly. Like, this is not like Nintendo developed this. This is like NVIDIA developed it. So,
I mean, either way, the graphic ability is going to be better than any of the current gens.
I don't know if I'd say it. I'm not ready to say that. Knowing
Nintendo's track record, again, they have a tendency to use older hardware that has a lower price point. Because it's an older generation, as well as more reliable.
Except we know that they're not using an old generation thing.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, it's tested it's on older infrastructure. That, like, it's going to be powerful, but by the time it runs around, like, again, this isn't new technology. Like, yeah, the chipset's new, but it's not a completely new architecture.
It might have the problem of everybody doesn't really understand how to program for it. So the first gen games for it might be, you know, not its full capability.
But the next gen games are going to be
phenomenal.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that because this is a chipset and hardware that game designers have been writing code for the last decade.
Yeah.
This is a mature architecture. But if it's a new chip.
NVIDIA's still going to be the architecture. The architecture is the same. It's all going to be on ARM architecture. Right.
It's just...
I get what you're saying with that.
Right. It is not going to be hard for them.
They're not rewriting
it. To move into this platform. They're not remaking the wheels.
But they've used Z80s before and had problems programming with it because the other hardware is backed up.
And that can be an issue.
According to NVIDIA, it is a custom software system, so it's its own OS. Now, early reports had it being an Android-based system. But an OS that's made from the ground up for gaming is obviously, you know... You can use Android as a gaming system, but it's a tack on...
Yeah, you would.
It's not,
you wouldn't want to do that.
It's not, you know...
Again, the basic architecture is going to be okay, but you're right. If the problem is if the interface is clumsy, it can hamstring every programmer who tries to do anything for it.
There have been
more than a few systems like that where they had great hardware, but they had such a crappy ass OS on top of it that it just
Dreamcast had that issue.
No, the Dreamcast did not.
Yeah,
just Windows
CE? No, they didn't.
The console version was fine. There's so many, like, developers, big and small, who developed for the Dreamcast.
Yeah, and
it's relatively...
Saturn was bad. Saturn was a fucking bad thing.
The CE was only bad from a standpoint of they tried to pigeonhole on a bitchload of devices that should have never been put on.
Yeah.
The Dreamcast version... No, the Dreamcast version of the CE...
Hey, that's how... Most games don't run CE on the
That's
Dreamcast.
How I got online, all
but,
right?
But the Dreamcast version of the CE was a good, solid version of it. Yeah. Unlike a lot of them where they pigeonholed it onto all sorts of other devices. There.
Don't you talk ill of the Dreamcast. I will cut you.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
You
will.
I was just playing a Dreamcast Friday night.
I'm just saying that there was some complaints early on.
CE was bad, but it didn't make it bad on the Dreamcast.
No.
Anyway.
Well, they didn't have to use it. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
They only had to use it when they were doing certain games.
Right.
So it was not a big deal for them. What else did they say? I was going to say that the libraries are new. That's what makes me think that they're probably using some kind of different platform, different platform. When they say new libraries, that makes me wonder, rather than modified libraries, it makes me wonder if it is a new, something newer. But we'll see. Who knows? Of course, it's got the Joy-Con docking controller, which works as a remote. You can dock it to a controller or else you can put it on the side. A lot like... Who is it that made the tablet? Not JXT. Let's not talk about JXT. But let's talk about the other one that did it. It was one of the gaming companies that actually made a gaming tablet that had the controllers attached to it. It's a lot like that. They make a lot of our Razer. Yeah.
Oh, it was Razer. Okay, I was like, I couldn't remember. I was like,
yes, they made Razer.
No, you are right.
And
I was right.
I feel like it's the right place to throw it in.
Why are they still around?
Oh.
They make fucking good shit now, yeah. But like, with a product like that, like, if you're making money on that kind of shit, like...
Yeah, it's an experiment. Right? I'm okay with experiments.
Yeah, I mean, if you've
especially
got
the...
Sexual
I'm sure
experiments.
The people who got one were happy, all three of them, you know?
I feel like...
Yeah, I can't take this fucking thing anyway, but I'll be damned if it isn't pretty.
Yeah, it was a tablet with two dildos on the side.
You see what it reminds me of?
Yeah,
it's right. What it looks like.
That's right, I'm remembering that.
Yeah, no, it's
a
dildo tablet.
Watching the promo video...
It was quite the piece.
But,
with two...
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah,
watching the promo videos for this thing, and the two controller system and everything that I think they're selling as like, oh, this is so great, reminds me of way early G2E.
What, that were so great?
Small hands.
But they do have the full size controller that's pretty much just rip off on the Xbox stuff.
Right, but that isn't what's sold. The sold is the easy to pull
them
off.
They are
and
tiny,
and it's like,
I agree.
And they're teeny, and it's like, yeah, it's like.
No, but as a single controller. See, so the thing is, you can dock both controllers on them,
and then it's
both
a reasonable controller
for some games. But then,
as soon as you have a friend
for multiplayer games, they
yeah, but
part
that's
of their demo is you pull these two off, and you each get to hold this.
It's an option.
In your hand.
It's an option. It's not the full kit and caboodle.
No,
it's
I
just,
know.
And like, I think Nintendo's really getting to the fact that like, hey, they realize like their console gaming hasn't been great. Like it's been okay. But they really fucking kick ass at the handheld market. Like, the DS and the Game Boy and everything back, you know, they do well at that. So they're really trying to kind of merge those markets now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think there's potential for that, for sure.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of value in that. And I think Nintendo, after ignoring... Well, I can't because he's on my team, Larry.
Oh.
Do it anyway!
I think Nintendo, after ignoring... Or... appearing to ignore the phone segment for so long, which is where the vast majority of games are played for the last 3, 4, 5 years.
At least.
I think Nintendo has latched onto the idea of mobile is the future, and it's the future in gaming for a wider audience. For a wider audience. They're making an extremely smart move because... Right, they've been the king of mobile on their on their handhelds,
yeah,
that aren't
but
convenient.
But here they're merging.
He means
mobile
as in phones,
and now also on the big screen.
See, but I don't think here's where I have a problem.
Exactly, that's the thing. They're going to be able to capture both markets.
I love this
because
topic.
You've got mobile that you can. So that you've got this tablet with controllers that you can attach and disconnect and walk around with and share with your friends, but. You can
around
dock it up to your TV,
hopefully.
And play it at 4K on your TV at home, too. Yeah. You don't have to just play it on this little tablet screen.
Yeah.
And from the demo video, it was an advertisement. From the advertisement, it looked like you literally just plop the thing in, it flips over to the appropriate display, and you keep on playing from where you're going. That's fucking amazing technology. Like, you can't
which
tell
only
me
Android has had.
Amazing.
We had to put up with all the flaws that are in Android.
Right.
I love
and
that.
Now you don't have to put up
you
with that.
You could
shit.
Do that on an Android phone.
I mean, I do it. Like, I play on my. I'll be playing a game on my. Nvidia Shield upstairs on the TV, and then I will switch over to this at night. You know, when I'm going to bed.
Right.
And I can pick up, due to the cloud save, I can pick up the same game and continue the exact same game I was playing on there.
Yep.
Not quite as pretty, but it's beautiful. I love that capability. I'm not doing I'm not buying the game twice.
Yeah.
And I'm not sacrificing anything in the game for it. I'm just doing it. It's not some dumbass. One of the things I really hated were like, I know some people love this, so I'm gonna get some shit for it, but on mobile you get to be some guy that points at shit and tells other people where to go or whatever. Now you are playing just like everybody else. And if you hate that controller, which I'm almost sure I'm going to hate, you can use the Pro controller, which is basically an Xbox controller.
And that's just fine with me.
I'll just hold it up.
But here goes my concern. And you
might be a Steam controller.
You know, Nintendo's missed out on this with the whole mobile gaming market, if you will.
Right.
Not gaming market, because they do make the best handheld devices as far as that goes.
Absolutely.
But I just don't see... It's one more gadget you've got to carry with you. Okay, so when people take their phone to play games on the airplane or at the on the road or in the car...
Well, you already have your phone.
Correct.
You might bring your
iPad with you, but your iPad is doing a whole bunch of other stuff anyways. If it's a gaming system, and a gaming system only that you're taking with you, that's one more device you have to take with you to do things.
But that's the same your 3DS that you would have
bought. Yeah, but your 3DS is a lot smaller than this tablet. But you know what I mean.
I'm just going to say, you're not the target demographic for Nintendo. There are a bajillion people who carry around that fucking 3DS just to get street passes at an airport, at conventions, legitimately, they will take that with them the place.
He's right. Nobody cares about us anymore.
No, that's fine.
This is not the same old salty bastard.
It's not going to be
quite a bit smaller, a lot more convenient to carry.
People bring their iPads.
It's not going to be that much bigger.
The iPad's not the same thing. The iPad is a multifunction device.
Well, what if they want to bring their iPad just to game? Then they say, oh, hey, this is about the same size as an iPad. I can bring it just to game.
But I don't even think with the 3-hour battery life, that's going to be the thing they bring. Honestly, I think it's a bedtime thing. It's when you're sitting up. Here's one of the big things. You think of around the house type thing.
You don't think about it on the road.
Well, certainly, hey, look, your wife goes and uses a TV, the big TV. You want to sit by other people. I mean, we're not all completely antisocial.
Oh, yes, we are.
You can sit next to your wife and you can play the same damn game you were playing when you monopolized
the multitask.
Yeah. Is that what Wii does right now?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But kind of. It can't do everything.
I agree with the multitasking element.
No, I used to have one. That's one of the things I hated about it.
The whole point was like...
Right. That's cute. So let's cut it in half.
Great.
It also had very serious range considerations. But that's true.
I agree with this part.
But in my old house, I could not take a Wii U, and I could not take it into another room. My old house was too big. I couldn't take it downstairs if I had a Wii U upstairs and go play it. I couldn't take it to bed with me and have sex with it. Oh, wait, no, I mean play it. Well, my wife's trying to sleep and yelling at the screen. I can't do that with the Wii U because it didn't have the range to do it.
Well, it
was streaming.
That was the problem.
It was streaming a display, and it didn't do every game. This is every fucking game you want to play. Anything you're involved in, you're going to be able to carry all over. I really like
that. Are you
that. It misses.
So, when you purchase the system, you can throw it to the big screen always. And everything that you can throw to the big screen is... always able to be on the small screen.
That's because the small screen is the system. It's not like the Wii U where it was a controller where you were streaming from the game console to the controller.
And, oh my god, it's a Neo Geo X.
Yes! Thank you!
I'm still buying it.
You know, I love my Neo Geo X.
Right, exactly.
I agree with that. You know, I'm a sports fanatic and I watch a lot of sports. But there's a lot of downtime in sports. You know, there's commercials and just sort of random, not very interesting parts. And having a system like this where you can
play...
The whole game
is not interesting.
No, he's talking about
the Cubs and the Indians.
Oh, yeah. You can play some of it, for sure. It's not going to be interesting till the ninth inning. So, you know, you play this until the ninth inning, and then
we're all gonna turn on the Cubs just to see it, but nobody's gonna pay any fucking attention.
We're gonna
want to do something else.
I have to say though, getting back to how it's gonna be,
I think today in our life, it has a lot of potential.
It really just comes down to whether they can deliver. on what that is. Because, again, like, it's mostly theoretical. I mean, I'm sure they've got some tests, and, like, they're prototyping it, and they're working on it. But, you know, will the battery last long enough? Will it be comfortable enough? Will, you know...
I'm hearing the 3 hours, and that kind of worries.
Yeah,
They actually had an article
today about one of the guys who was in the commercial. They actually had the prototype in their hands. I heard it was relatively comfortable, at least. But again, we'll have to see. You know, can they deliver on this?
But there's no confirmation on the battery. So we don't know.
You know, they're going to sell a nice $69 battery that's going to slap on the back.
Yeah, that's really going to solve the whole bowl
thing. The way things are right now, if that battery doesn't start on fire at any random time,
if that battery doesn't burst into flame and take you with it, we're still doing pretty fucking good.
That's true.
Got a point there. Can't really argue with that one.
I just recently flown, and I gotta tell you, they were hardcore.
No Galaxy phones.
Makes sense.
Seven.
Oh, seven.
It's an iPad 7.
I don't care.
It's got a 7 on it.
I hadn't heard any rumors about the battery life because I honestly haven't looked that hard. It's not, Nintendo's not really my gaming company, which is fine. They do good stuff.
Yeah.
They've done good stuff for a really long time. Except for the Wii U.
It's a good system. It's just so poorly executed.
Very poorly executed.
And very poorly advertised.
They were like, we'll just sell more Nintendo shit.
Probably because they tried to rush it. The big thing was like, oh, they got it out before the PlayStation 4 and everything.
Yeah.
And
I think that's one of the reasons why it was rushed. NVIDIA as their partner, because NVIDIA already had technology in place.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting ready to launch their next gen. There was two... I know quite a bit about NVIDIA because I'm a big Shield fan, but they had already registered two new next-gen Shield devices. Both of those were dropped when the NX was announced, shortly before the NX was announced.
I think they had technology in place. Yeah. This is probably going to be the saving grace of this device, is that they've partnered with NVIDIA, because...
We're going to find out Android's under there, aren't we? We're going to find out that inside its guts, somewhere in its core.
And it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if it was like the very basic underlying operating system. Yeah, the Android kernel, and that's it. Like, not even the, you know...
Well, everything's Linux kernel, and nobody seems to notice.
Right. Fucking everything. Yeah.
I agree.
So what else is happening?
I have some concerns. And Travis, that cartoon you found is the perfect one.
It's so funny.
I saw it a couple days ago and thought it was hilarious.
It's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious. I don't really agree that that's where they're going, but it is fucking obviously.
I'm not 100% sure that form factor is going to work. I'm not.
I'm almost sure because I played it.
Either way,
why I know it's probably going to work. Yeah. But here's the thing: they've got to do it right, and we'll see.
As a guy who owned a Wii U and like I played on the controller, I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. You know, I wish it would work a little better.
Yeah.
Like I think if they can deliver on it, make it work. You know, actually, play pretty well on the go.
The only concern
I had was the really teeny controllers once you split them.
But that goes back down to that initial experience can be everything. If the initial experience sucks,
it's gonna have a problem.
You're gonna have a problem. Like if the initial beer sucks.
Okay. I don't grab.
This one doesn't. Okay. I won the lottery.
I'm going back to the Xbox, right? When I had friends over to play Halo, right? They were like, I gave them a controller, and sometimes they would get a Duke, and they're like, oh man, this feels like crap. I'm like, okay, no problem. Let me unplug it and give you a smaller one. It's not that hard. If you're playing it with those two thumb sticks, you're like, okay, this is okay. But, you know, fuck it, go with the Pro Controller. Like, there's nothing stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an extra $40-$50.
Well, the Pro Controller concept did actually help my anticipation.
The Wii U had a plethora of control ways to go. You could use it as a Wiimote, you could turn it sideways, use it as a basic control pad, you could hook it up with a nunchuck, you could plug in GameCube controllers. They I have no problems on how Nintendo are going to handle it. They'll be just fine. They usually are pretty good with input.
Wait, they're totally respecting everybody who's come before?
No, it's just, if you look at the Wii U, like, the Wii had GameCube support.
Right, which is kind of clever.
Yeah, for the Wii U, you could plug in a USB adapter and plug in GameCube controllers. You could use a Pro controller. You could use the Wiimote. You could use the Wiimote sideways. You could use the Wiimote with a nunchuck. You could use a Wiimote with or Wiimote with another controller plugged into it.
Is the Switch going to do it?
We don't...
at least you're going to be able to.
You have two forms of controller right off the bat. Yeah. I know that. I am not worried about Nintendo's control scheme.
I was a little concerned when I...
They have no...
But that's what they were... They're not bragging about the side controller element. They're bragging
this was
about
just a
the
teaser
little
video.
Controller.
This wasn't a product showcase.
You pulled this out and you can give it to your friend. And
it was showing the concept of the product.
Right.
That was it.
Well, see,
this isn't a teaser.
Here's the thing.
I think
that
maybe the commercial is just misleading.
It's not commercial, it was a teaser.
I don't think it's misleading. Yeah. I agree that it was a teaser. And I think those mini controllers are actually really fucking cool.
Yeah.
They're a neat piece of technology.
It's new. Why show a 7-minute video? Show a 7-minute video and everybody's playing with the same Xbox looking controllers? That would look silly. They'd be like,
Instead, they showed you 10 different ways that you can enjoy the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I gotta ask, did anybody see if it had like G sensors in it?
I didn't. I don't think.
God, I would.
I don't think it does.
No, but wouldn't it be cool?
No,
would
it?
I wish it did.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
That's more stuff to drain the battery. It's really kind of a gimmick.
I really think that they're going to go as basic as they can as far as extraneous hardware. I think that those controllers hooking up to the side of it is going to be the most you can do with it. I don't think there's going to be a touchscreen. That's battery drain. I don't think there's going to be a gyroscope or accelerometers or any of that shit.
Okay, keep it 1080.
Maybe an accelerometer so that it knows if it's been dropped.
Wait.
Because it may be able to do vertical as well as horizontal.
Right.
I know I'm contrarian on this, but I feel like,
but
it's a bit of more of the same from them, you know. As far as the we're the best breed of everything, both console and handheld, and it's like sometimes you can't do both well.
But
what if they do? If they can,
This is the point I was going to bring up before Larry went on a triad.
Be super.
And that's what they're trying to pull off. And honestly,
and they've tried it a few times.
They have a damn good chance of doing it.
Yeah.
They tried with the Wii U, but they had the concept wrong. The console was still a standalone device, and your range was limited.
And
controller could only go as far as its
range,
wireless range was. However, I think they had the right idea. Because with the way that technology is progressing in the ARM space and the mobile space, where you have these extremely powerful processes with extremely low power consumption, I mean, we're looking at ARM eventually, maybe in the next 15, 20 years, to really start taking a bite into x86 architecture and market share because of what they can do with that hardware. And I think now that they have this piece of hardware that is the console, but it's also a tablet where you can hook controllers up and take it on the go with you.
They didn't back deliver their very concept. The Wii concept, and I know they named it differently so there wasn't a Wii confusion. And they
I think there was a lot of Wii
confusion. That was good.
Mountain Sass mix up.
But they said, okay, graphics have gone pretty well. We're going to deliver you this new controller that has got motion space that we can deliver.
I'm losing you, Larry.
Yeah, because this has nothing to do with it.
Okay. So the Wii U was one element. So it was a concept of both handheld and a console. Nice. Okay, great. But before the Wii U was the Wii. And the Wii delivered a very simple controller, but it delivered a very, really a pretty good motion sensor that everybody else started trying to emulate. I could play tennis.
But that was a fad.
It was kind of a fad, but it's also kind of a future.
It was a fad for other systems. I mean, I would consider a Wii.
The Wii held out. System, but the thing is like everybody else tried doing it and failed miserably. So it'd be very, very dangerous for Nintendo to say, "Hey, let's do motion controls again."
No, but they delivered it in the first place.
Yeah, they did. Nintendo saw what they did and said,
little controllers deliver that?
No, they don't. Nintendo looked at what they did.
A lot of gamers are like, I want to sit on the couch and play.
Right. Damn, is this still going?
Nintendo looked at what they did and they said,
no, they finally understood
this
where
product has its didn't market. This market is not really interested in a product other than this.
Right.
This market has no place to grow. So they started looking for other places, other
so you're
markets
saying
to attack.
It's Dodge delivering the minivan and then bringing back the station wagon. Okay, all right.
They're not, though. They delivered the station wagon, and then they said, you know what? We can make this really fucking cool.
And
we changed everything about it.
And then they bring back the station wagon. I get it.
So what they're doing here
is... I don't know
if
Larry gets it.
He doesn't.
I do.
That's
I do
fine.
Get it.
I'm going to talk to
I
the audience.
Get it.
So
I do get it. No.
Larry can listen
so
if
you're
he
saying
wants.
That essentially the Wii is its own genre
it,
to
its
itself.
Its own market.
It was
is.
Super successful to itself.
Yes.
But it's not portable to any other gen in the future.
It's not
going to. And it's never
it's not gonna
going
catch
to
again.
Be gen
That
future.
Kind of technology isn't going to catch like the Wii did. Ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, but then you
yeah,
have
exactly.
VR.
HTC
and,
Vive.
Right. Whatever.
Things which is... That's a virtual reality, and that's not what Nintendo is going
yeah.
after.
No, we're not saying that. What we're saying
is
that
those controllers.
The motion control
is
itself
now.
Isn't gonna. You put the motion control on a console, it's not gonna be. Put the motion
right.
controller with a virtual reality headset, that will be
then,
fine.
Yeah, that's what you're.
Why
looking at.
Why are they
right.
doing
and
that with the new
that,
because everybody else is doing VR. Oculus is doing VR.
Right.
HTC and Valve is doing VR.
Sony
is doing VR.
That's
Nintendo is not going to do VR.
Right. Because
which
they,
I think is a good idea.
Yeah, I think
too.
It's a really good idea. I think it, I think Nintendo
that
understands that it's not a market that they're going to be able to take a big chunk out of.
Right. Because
so the Wii was a failure.
What? No. The Wii was
My
not
God,
a failure. We're not talking about the Wii. We're talking about the Switch.
They announced it as...
Loud noises!
Technically,
Larry's in a totally different universe right now.
No, I'm
the Atari 2600 was a blazing success. However, they're not going to bring back the Atari 2600. There's no joystick.
The Wii
was
introduced.
The
Wii
was
introduced as a new vector to the future.
God, yeah,
and
it
basically
fine.
The vector
and it did fine.
Was
and now the door is closed.
That
door is now closed.
No,
so it wasn't a vector to the
get
future
one that
at all.
Good.
No,
yeah,
it
was. It was for its time.
For its time, but that was over a decade ago.
A car was once the wave of the future.
There's still
it's
cars.
Just,
cars.
It's a car.
It's all things like
and now there's
suddenly said we're not making any more cars.
Yeah, but they don't make any
more
Model A's.
They make better cars. They make newer
they
cars.
They
make
self-driving
cars.
Make
better Wii's.
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
no,
your
should.
Guys are not the ones
yes,
that are
it's called the ACC
equal
Vive.
Equal.
Yes, it's
Larry,
coming up.
If you
there.
Invented a car and you said, oh, I'm going to invent a better car.
I'm so
still
sorry.
I invented a car. But you're saying... No, I've invented the Wii that had motion
okay.
sensor, and
another
I'm just
company
gonna
is now
abandon
doing it.
That
but let me
and do something else. That's equivalent of saying I've invented a car, and now I'm going to make motorcycles.
Let me take this thing. Okay,
no.
So I've invented a car. It's a really cool car.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I've developed the technology to make a flying car. Okay, so I can keep making cars, or I can start making flying cars. Oh,
but
I'm
it,
making flying
well,
cars.
And then,
why the hell did you already?
How about
because
you're making cars,
is already
and
then
like,
flying
oh, hey,
cars.
I'm,
that's
our
argument.
Idea. I'm going to start making
Everyone
cars,
Everyone else
too.
Has already made right. flying cars. I'm going to make
so,
regular cars.
Wait.
You know, it's like,
no.
Nah,
I am AMC, and
yes,
the
I was
Pacer was
them.
A huge hit, okay?
Yes!
let's just keep building Pacers, yes! and that's why they went under. See, right. I'm saying that this is a Pacer. It sold well in its time.
Yeah, all the Pacers.
That's the Gremlin. So, but okay, let's not make any more.
No, it's no. See, I disagree with you because Pacers are still a version of a car, a six-gen.
What?
But I love but, the Wii was definitely something different. It was a different video right. game experience.
It was, but it was not but the same.
But he was telling Larry facts. He's like, I feel boat, this is true, guys.
It was a motorcycle. Like, it was a car. It was a plane.
But here's the thing.
It was like the Wii had its whole different
had
experience.
Its market. It, because of the motion control is cool. And it works well for certain types of games. But the problem is it does not work well for first-person shooters. It does not work
yeah.
well. There,
right.
there were so many limitations to what that controller.
So now,
but the problem being
I
is
hate first-person games, shooters for this reason.
Not just, and not
they
just,
really think no, they're the best of everything.
Even platformers.
Larry, let me try.
I've seen video games go
please, off. Can we call this episode Larry Letting Go of His Wii?
Yeah. Yes.
Larry,
100% yes.
I hadn't already made the cover.
Ding. Larry, let me see if I can convince you that what Nintendo is doing is what they always would have done. So, Nintendo what 12, 13 years ago came out with the Wii. They introduced this awesome technology, this motion sensing technology that was really fun and really innovative, and it really captured the market for several years. People loved it.
They printed
yeah, I'm following you.
It really did.
But Nintendo found that they couldn't go much farther with that technology themselves, and they decided that they wanted to look somewhere else because that's what Nintendo does.
So they went
that's
back
what they
to
do.
Oh, just doing more it's all of circling what back. All the other guys
no,
are doing.
No,
more discussions
more
like this.
Tries yeah. to innovate.
Subscribe to Guys Games and Beer
and markets. So they do, they create
like
something
Facebook
new, and then in their next generation they move on.
Guys Games and Beer.
And let everyone else follow up
smart,
later.
Run.
That's what
run
virtual reality
away.
Is
hey,
now.
I thought this was a no crosstalk show.
Huh?
No crosstalk going on.
There's no crosstalk.
There's no crosstalk going
there's
on
no
here
cross-talk?
At all, Larry.
No, they're over there crosstalk.
No, now. Now, a dozen or so years later, virtual reality is sweeping the market. The motion controls that Nintendo pioneered and made
run.
Popular
run.
Are being refined and perfected for other systems and other interfaces.
Okay.
But Nintendo isn't interested in doing the same thing over and over again. They're interested in...
And totally abandoning the
no.
thing they created. Like...
Yeah!
Like,
because they won't make
child.
Money off of it. They won't
because
make it
they
good.
Abandon their child.
Because it's been done.
What they're trying to do is create a new market that they can corner themselves, and then when everyone else catches up, they're going to go find another market.
Like, I disagree with you. I disagree with you.
Don't give Larry
think,
your business.
That's I
right.
think
the Wii U
I,
was their first attempt
they
at
got scared.
Create.
They got
no,
scared.
I don't think
they created
got
a new Please. Thing.
Oh,
they
for God's sake! Penalty thing. Shots! That's it, God damn it!
That's right, Larry.
Kicking a dead horse. That's it.
Kicking the dead horse.
I feel like it needs to be like the worst thing you can sign, too, because that was just awful.
God damn it. Penalty shots.
You tried to be logical.
Boy, I've tried not to issue the penalty shots. But you have pushed me to the edge.
I'm just trying to help.
They invented a thing, and his argument was...
Apparently this all comes down to Larry having abandonment issues.
Whatever their thing was.
Larry.
So then you can mostly just say that the Wii was a failure.
They're not
going to
make money off of it.
The Wii was a failure. Then.
No, it was
the Wii was a complete utter failure.
No, the Wii no. was a failure.
It was
no,
not.
Best line ever.
Literally, nobody here has said, will say, or is implying
what
that
you just
in
said
any
was
way.
It went as far as it could.
No,
and
no,
as far
it,
as
no,
a they, band
it
did, and now they just do the new whole thing.
It.
Oh my god!
Went as far as Nintendo
yeah,
wanted to take.
If they
could,
when the PlayStation, when the PlayStation takes Wii technology further. Then it'll be all right.
Well, no,
okay,
because
okay,
here's
right,
the thing.
Fair enough.
Nintendo likes to shake up markets with new technology.
I couldn't think anymore.
And they like to create demand for new technologies with their products.
Larry's never
they were,
Larry gets so much
tits
out of it.
Penalty shot!
They were trying to. Penalty
shot.
Larry's the instigator.
Penalty shot.
Oh, that's it. It's a Negan penalty shot.
God, am I ever going to be
Who has the bat?
Home?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, Larry's never going to agree.
No, he's not.
He's also wrong.
Also so, true.
I don't know that I'm wrong!
Alright, hold on.
That's the whole point. Hold you on. Don't know that you're wrong.
Hold on. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, which is most of you, versus those of you who are watching, we are now taking a penalty shot.
We have not done one of these in a long time.
We have not had to do a penalty shot in a long time.
Thanks, Larry.
I believe
thanks,
it's moonshine.
Obama.
It is moonshine.
We are doing Tennessee moonshine.
Small. I mean, it's moonshine, so.
And we will like all need Obamacare after this.
Okay, we should probably take this out. We've argued this.
Yeah, I think I. Okay,
all right.
Let's,
Before we do that, I will successfully after this penalty shot. I will let the point go to the next.
Larry
topic.
Doesn't get a final impression. He's made his feelings clear.
Okay, but we should still do final impressions on this, anyways.
Yes.
Right after we do the penalty shots, 1 second.
Yeah, fuck it.
Trevor's going, oh, fuck, I'm dying.
I want more than one penalty shot.
You need two. You need one? You got one right there.
He's got a... Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I want the one with tits on it.
Oh, God, it's like drinking motor oil.
Okay, so I'm gonna start taking them to closing here. Because
take them to closing.
I think overall, again, this was just a teaser. We're not exactly sure what it's going to be. We don't know the games for sure. We don't know a lot about it. I think the concept is good. I think it has a lot of potential. You know, again, the handheld market that Nintendo does is really strong.
Why not?
They do handheld games very well. So I think if they can kind of get that cross market where you have a home console that you can take with you well on the go, I think the technology is there. It's just can they manufacture it in a good way? So I think it's definitely got potential. Cautiously optimistic.
I agree with you. See, my
I'm gonna point out like a peanut gallery comment,
okay.
Which is if we use the original name of the system, then maybe it would have sold better. And I actually think that's a valid point. I think that I don't know what's with these game companies, but these names for these systems.
Yeah.
Are horrible.
Yeah, Nintendo is not good. Like,
no.
Yeah, the
neither
3DS,
Sony.
3DS XL.
That's okay.
New.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But let's look at PlayStation Vita. Really, it sounds like a menthol cigarette.
Yeah,
it's a menthol cigarette, not a freaking system.
Or like a vitamin.
And that sounded really exciting to me. Now we're looking at
Switch.
Switch.
Yeah,
I mean, really, it's something you beat
agree.
A child with if you're a redneck. Which we're all rednecks here, admittedly, but. We're not, like, the kind that beat our children. Not very often, Jonah. Anyway.
I'm going to go with Travis's point, though. It's about execution. And I think that I don't think execution is going to be a problem here, because I think what they really did was they took the Shield technology to the next level. So I honestly think that that's going to be why that's not going to be an issue. I
just want to interject.
Marketing.
As someone who hasn't bought a Nintendo console since a Game Boy Color, well, that wasn't even Nintendo, but... Was it?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
yes.
Nintendo.
Okay. Since a Game Boy Color, sorry, I can't remember.
It's the moonshine.
There we go. Has made us all stupid. So
yes.
Thanks, Larry.
I have
We're
not
all
bought
dumber.
Anything from Nintendo console-wise since a Game Boy Color. I'm excited about this, even if it fails in the execution. I'm excited because it's doing something different. It's trying things instead of stagnating. Like, oh, look, it's faster than the last one.
All right, so
it's trying different things.
And
thank you.
Yeah, it's trying different things. If I can jump in as the next person.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
it's trying different things. Not only that, but I think it's trying different things while also at the same time learning from their mistakes with the Wii U. Because the main problem
there was
with
a lot
Wii
to learn
U
too.
Is that you couldn't carry the console around with you and play.
And again, even the range on the gamepad was bad as well.
Yeah,
like, even
it
if
was
you wanted,
bad.
You could use it maybe a room or two away.
I mean,
if that.
Because, I mean,
and
if,
that was
were
like,
used, if they were using 2.4 gigahertz for that, I mean, sure, you get range, but there's so much congestion in
right.
that.
And that's always the issue with things
on
like that.
On that frequency, it's horrible. And if they're using 5 gigahertz, as soon as you go through one wall, you're fucking sunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a really interesting system. This is the first Nintendo system since the GameCube that I've probably been interested in purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has some real chance of being very successful, of being a very successful system, especially if they can price it well. I mean, because while, sure, it's not going to be as powerful as your PS4 Pro, as your Xbox One,
whatever.
Well,
we honestly,
PC
don't
Master
know.
Race. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, it definitely won't be as powerful because, as your PC.
Because the they are getting the Unreal 4 engine on it. Yeah. Like, that shit's going to fucking run on it.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to look really good. And
well,
this thing can pump up.
I think comparable to this generation, easily. If it's a little faster, that's nice.
I'm betting a little faster.
That's okay.
I'm betting a little faster, actually.
I don't think so.
NVIDIA can pull it off if somebody can.
And there are still limitations, processor-wise, between the ARM architecture and the
x86 architecture. But that would explain the battery life, though.
Burn that battery.
Only if we're seeing battery life that bad. And if we are seeing battery life that bad...
I'm betting they're pushing
it. It's for
I'm betting they're pushing it.
Not 100%. Yeah. Not 100% on the battery life. Just seeing right.
Again,
yeah,
this is still
rumor.
All of that.
Yeah,
rumor.
Yeah, we are
right. And we are still looking at, you know, it's an ARM chip. They can only push ARM chips so far. They haven't had an ARM chip go up to 3 gigahertz yet. I don't believe. Because there are limitations with passive cooling.
Yeah, but megahertz really doesn't matter.
Hey, right, it is not
risk
a
risk is what matters.
You're right. Yeah. Megahertz doesn't necessarily matter.
We had 3 gigahertz processors, what, 10 years ago now?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
10 years ago. I wouldn't put that up against a modern processor running at 1.2.
Right. But there's a reason for that. Improvements in out-of-order architecture, improvements in L2, mm-hmm. L3, L4 cache mm-hmm. implementation, improvements in all sorts of other stuff.
Let's not go crazy
inside.
And nerd.
No, we're teaching.
We are nerding.
You're
are
going to learn
nerding.
Today.
We're using facts.
We need to recover from your argument, Larry.
I
wasn't wrong.
I love the
fact
that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Everyone listening to you now is dumber for having
No! See, now you've played me.
No, I have to play me.
I was willing to let it go.
Let's put this
over.
But no. Okay. I want to put it.
I know, yeah.
This is something I
want to
start doing.
No,
God, I wish I had separate mics so I could turn one the fuck off.
Okay.
All right.
Coming soon.
Let's put this to a vote.
We love you.
Pre-order or no pre-order. I think that's an interesting. I got to pre-order this. Thing.
Depending on price. But yeah. No, because I never pre-order anything.
Yeah, you never do.
I don't.
Right.
No
pre-order. From a standpoint,
I
two things.
Don't.
Price and launch titles. Again, as long as those are okay, I would be.
Not help Mario's there on there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never fucking pre-ordered things.
Right.
Yeah. But.
I usually like.
I am legitimately considering buying this depending on it. I mean, I'm not going to buy it at launch because I never buy anything at launch, but I am definitely interested in this.
I think Larry's a mixed bag. He may or may not.
Larry's so
I
angry.
Actually
Larry hates it so much.
No,
he has to buy one to destroy it.
I think he's mixed.
Yeah, you can make a Smash video.
All right, so
I actually think he's mixed on this.
He beats it to death.
There's an internal stripe in him.
There's a good question on that. Okay, so, but overall...
I'd watch that video.
What do you... Verdict, guys, on the system, what do you think?
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm going to try.
Yeah,
I think
it's
looks
a good
really
conception.
Interesting.
I like Travis's thing here. Yeah.
I'm excited to give
Come on, Larry.
Nintendo Switch a shot.
I'm excited about it.
I'm kind of interested because I think you're mixed.
I think my arguments are still valid.
No.
But I do...
I think that you are a human being
right.
And you are
now
entitled to your
opinion. Even though I'm not wrong.
You think they're doing some interesting things, and I almost feel like that in the video game railroad, they ran off the rail for a while...
Let it go.
Pull it back. And now they're back on. So I'm pretty...
Actually, and I agree with you on that.
Good.
Because you're right. Because the Wii U was one of those trunks that go off and go nowhere.
I don't think it was
they're
a bad system. I think it was badly managed.
The Wii U was not a bad system. It was badly managed. Right.
Yeah.
But that said, I do think it is possible. This is a shot. Nintendo... Long term has always seemed to know what they're doing. They've made mistakes here and there.
God, yeah.
Don't forget.
But
we
who
had
does?
Them through the '80s, through the
but
90s.
But that's how they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But just something can be managed wrong and screw it all up.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do think...
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Commodore? Oh. What?
Yeah, thank you, Commodore.
Don't even start. We got to do a Commodore episode again. But I am going to say that I think that they stand a good chance with the system. This is an idea that's come. I played with the predecessor to this. I played with Shield technology, and I think the Shield is one of my favorite gaming systems ever.
Kind of want a Shield.
Yes. It is probably my favorite gaming system ever. I love the Android gaming systems.
It's really great.
I love the ability to carry it. One, this takes it to the next level. This takes it to the next thing. But it's got to be done right. I'm not like 100% in, but I'm willing to try.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Nintendo that I think finally has started getting good ideas in.
But again, I think a lot of those come from NVIDIA. No offense to Nintendo. I think a lot of what you're seeing...
But they were bright enough to say, hey, they've got a good idea.
Right. I think they looked at the Shield.
Nintendo had that... I'm sorry, I'll be really quick, but Nintendo had this idea with the gamepad. That's what they wanted to do.
It's true.
It's just they didn't implement it right the first time around.
Let me just bring my argument back around the circle.
I like the idea, and I was actually kind of excited from the teaser.
It didn't seem like it.
I know. I just hope they don't abandon the thing that also brought them the exclusivity. You know, the thing that sort of...
So you're wishing for another Game Boy.
No. They should be able to include the motion sensor element.
There are no limitations.
System, no system. Xbox One. They should not abandon the motion element
with the mobile system
going forward.
With the mobile system
going
that's
forward
not
after
practical.
The Wii,
with
no
the mobile system,
system
that's just not practical.
It.
Matt brought up the point of just about just battery life alone. Mm-hmm. That's not practical. Anytime you use motion sensing controlling, whether it's a G sensor or an accelerometer,
or the G spot,
that's going to be whether or not it's portable. The idea is that you can put this on a table, put this on your airplane, if it's plugged in. You can do the motion sensor with their little teeny controllers.
Okay, Rob, I think it's time to take
kill
it out of this.
Kill it now!
Rob, kill this show!
Please let me die.
We can't abandon Halloween!
We've already done our horror here.
Oh my
this
God.
Episode
this
was
has
a
been
horror.
A horror. Oh my God, dude.
I want to thank you all so much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Actually, I did like this.
This is a good show.
This particular episode had a lot of passion in it, and I do like it when we get all passionate about our gaming.
Or drunk.
I do want to point out that the device you're looking at is not a DS. It is a GPD XD. And by the way, I'm going to make I have a premonition. This is going to be the first Chinese breakthrough company.
Really?
GPD makes good hardware.
They do.
Their day is coming.
You think this is their day now?
I don't think this is the device, but okay, I think they are.
Close.
They're getting close.
This is your second.
This is the first time I've ever seen a. No, it's my first. JXD was my first one, and that was kind of flaky.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, these guys make good hardware, and that's the first Chinese company I've ever said that about. They usually make just shitty stuff with cool ideas, but this is well executed, a greatly made machine, and I think we're gonna see more from the Chinese.
Before you say that, where are we going to be in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, we are going to be at Game Hole Con in Madison. For God's sake, come by. We got a big display there. We're going to have a lot of presents there. A lot of the guys from Guys, Games, and Beer are going to be there. Some of the people you don't always see are going to be there as well.
We're going to be gaming.
Yeah, we are going to be gaming. So come on down.
Board
game
gaming.
Honestly, if you see us playing a game, come on up.
November 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yes, we are not exclusive.
We'll have beers.
Yeah. And we'll have beer.
If you like us, ask us for a beer.
Yep. No problem. And, you know, if you see us playing a game, come on, join up.
All right.
We love that. All right. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeers where you can go for the latest Guys, Games, and Beer news. Also on Twitter. I almost said Twitch. At Guys, Games, Beer. And, of course, you can always see it. Us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you got comments or questions, it's fuckme@guysgamesandbeer.net. No, don't do that one. It's
you know your mailbox is going to be full.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, I study for the second topic.
No, that's it.
Castlevania! Castlevania!
Castlevania!
Oh my god! Come on, play Castlevania, damn it.
You're out of order.